Hey everyone, Rob B here with Rob D, and you are listening to the Property Podcast. Now, we've been talking about investing for over 10 years on this podcast, but today we are talking about a very special investment that you can do with us.
Welcome to the Property Podcast, and what a special episode we've got. We're on a roll at the moment, and it's just getting better and better because, yes, in today's episode, we are talking about how you can invest in our business with us. So we'll be explaining how all this works, and as part of that, we'll be lifting the lid on how our business actually works. We make the odd mentions of our own businesses on this show, but not much, and you might not understand what we do and how it all fits together and what we're building beneath the surface that we believe is insanely exciting. So all of that coming up.
First up though, we have our news story of the week. And with so much going on in the world right now, you may have missed this. It's possible. But interest rates have risen again, both in America and here in the UK. But for most of our listeners, it's the UK that we care about. So the Bank of England moved rates from 4% to 4.25%. But Rob, as that was an expected move, the markets really didn't react. And maybe that's why it's not generated lots of news, because this small rise that we've had this time around wasn't expected. But we're also expecting, at least I am, for it not to go too much further.
No, especially after the events of the last few weeks, where increasing interest rates, especially in the US, have started breaking things. So the market's expectations of future rises are now lower than they were. So it's possible that 4.25, where we are now, is going to be the peak. But even if it's not, nobody seems to be predicting rates going any higher than 4.5. So one more rate hike. Of course, predictions are wrong all the time, so that might not happen. But that's the general way people are thinking right now. It was looking likely for a few days that they wouldn't increase rates at all from 4% because of all the bank failures in the US. But then the UK inflation data came out and showed that inflation actually rose last month when it should have been coming down. So the Bank of England's got this really tricky job where it needs to look like it's doing something about inflation, but it also doesn't want to do too much because who knows what consequences it'll have. So in the end, opted for a quarter of a percentage point, which kind of fits the bill of looking like you're doing something without doing too much. Interestingly and predictably, if you've been listening to the show for a while, mortgage rates have not increased off the back of this rise, unless you're on a tracker, of course, because it was all anticipated. Because fixed rates, as we've spoken about before, are all calculated based on expectations of future rates. We've actually seen some lenders cutting rates in the last few days because, as we said, the expectation is now that rates won't go as high as people previously thought they would. So all eyes now on the next Bank of England meeting in about 6 weeks' time. Will it be the first in about 10 months where they don't increase rates? We will see.
Now, we absolutely love doing this podcast. We've been doing it for over 10 years, right? So I think that demonstrates that. But we also absolutely love running our businesses. And again, been doing that for over 10 years. So again, shows that it's probably true. So we are ridiculously excited today to not only talk to you about our business on the podcast, A Marriage Made in Heaven there, but for you to have a piece of that business too, to come on the exciting journey that we are on. And we're doing that by crowdfunding. Rob, to me, this is like something super special because it's like giving a stake away in your family. It's a super like important thing to us, the whole Property Hub and portfolio business. And to be able to bring our community on the journey with us is huge.
It is massively exciting. So we'll come to talking about what our business actually does, because it's not something we talk about much on the show, and the progress that we've been making and the vision that we've got. But before that, two things. So the first thing is, what do you do if you're excited about what we're talking about today? And the answer is this. You go to propertyhub.net/crowdfund. So that's propertyhub.net/crowdfund. You'll find that linked in the show notes as well. So if you want, you can pause, go there now, pop your details in, or we'll read it out again at the end. And when you go there, you won't be able to invest today, but you will be able to put your details in so you get a chance to invest before anyone else does. And as we'll explain later, that could turn out to be very important. So that link again is propertyhub.net/crowdfund.
Yeah, this is the norm for some massive businesses out there, companies you absolutely would have heard of, like Monzo, Free Trade, BrewDog as well. Lots of big businesses. They partner with their community and allow them to take ownership within their business. You can do this in lots of different ways. You can do it through angel investors. You can do it through VC companies. And that is absolutely part of our plan in the future. We will do that. But at the beginning, at the early stages, although we've been running for over 10 years and we've got a successful group of businesses, it still is an early stage. And we want to give our community the opportunity to get in first. And the great thing is, you don't need to be a multimillionaire to have a piece of our business, because you can put in as little as £100. That's it. You can have a piece of Portfolio and Property Hub for as little as £100. It's important to stress that this is at stake in everything. So the portfolio business, which is our exciting fintech, which is going from strength to strength. The whole of the Property Hub group, which includes things like Property Hub Invest, the magazine, the forum, even this podcast. They are all owned by the Property Hub group. You can have a piece of that for as little as £100, which is absolutely fantastic. And you are a true shareholder. You have equity ownership in the business. So it is like being a angel investor or a VC investor. You take a stake in the business, but because we're bringing it to our community, you can get in for as little as £100. And that's cool, right? You can say you own a piece of Portfolio on Property Hub for as little as £100. That's a pretty cool thing to be able to say and do. And that is one of many reasons why we're doing this.
Now, if you're newer to the podcast, you might not know that this isn't the first time we've done this. This is actually the second time we're doing this, because, Rob, we did a round of crowdfunding for the first time last year. And to say it was a success would be a little bit of an understatement.
Yeah, a huge understatement. It was crazy. So last year we dipped our toe into the water when it came to crowdfunding, and we thought we'd test it to see what the appetite would be. Now, we crowdfunded on a platform called Seeders. But before we put it live on that platform, we put it just to our podcast community. So we said, just podcasters, you can go first. Our target was to raise £500,000. On the first day, we did £1 million. And then 2 days later, we had to shut it at £1.5 million, because it was just kept going up and up and up. This was even before we went public on Seeders. So it never actually went public on their website, which is bonkers, absolutely bonkers. So not only did the whole public community not hear about it and therefore miss out completely, but because of the intensity of the demand from our community, lots of our community missed out as well. And since then, we've had loads and loads of emails and contact asking, can I get in, or when are you going to do this again? And as you've heard, we are doing it again. And we are super excited to be doing this again. You know, all businesses need money to grow, and we are a growth business, you know, having a fintech and everything we're doing. We're not looking to plateau and just make steady profits every year. We're trying to build something that's going to absolutely transform the industry. And most of you would have heard about those plans before. We'll give you a recap in a moment, but our ambitions are absolutely huge. And we'd rather at this stage bring our community along with us than take money from VCs, venture capitalist businesses. And yes, we will work with them in the future. No, we absolutely will. That'll be part of our journey. But right now, and because of the success last year, we don't want to give them a piece yet. We want our community to be our fellow shareholders. We want you to go on the journey with us at this stage. And then we'll let the venture capitalists in at a later date. But right now, and especially after last year's success, it's a no-brainer to work with our community again. Rob, I know I touched on our businesses before, very, very briefly, but I think it's worth giving a quick recap of everything that's involved here, and importantly, how they make money.
Yeah, let's do that, because there are three main parts to our business. So the overall business is called the Portfolio Group, and that's what you're investing. You invest in the business that owns everything, so you get a piece of everything we're about to talk about. And within that, there are three main activities. So the first is Property Hub. So this is our education brand. So it's this podcast, it's our YouTube channel, it's our newsletter, Property Pulse, it's our website and our forum, it's our webinars, it's everything else we do. And if you're thinking, hang on a minute, I thought you were going to talk about how you make money. How does that make money? It doesn't, but it's a critically important and powerful part of the overall business that you get to have a part of, because it allows us to drive everything else. The next component is Property Hub Invest. So this is the business that we have to help people build their buy-to-let portfolios. So you have a meeting with our team, help to develop your strategy. Once we've worked with you to figure out your strategy and get your goals in place, we'll then go and find suitable properties for you to buy, and we secure them at a discount. This is the way that Rob and I make our investments now, because it's extremely easy. You've got a whole team of people going and finding you better deals than you'd be able to do on your own. And because that is such a strong proposition, We do the same thing for hundreds of other people every year, and that business does make money because you pay a fee, but that fee is always less than the money that you're saving on the property. So it's great for everyone, and it's been a really strong business for many, many years. So Property Hub Invest is a fantastic service and a fantastic business, and we've got clients who've been working with us for years and years and years. But what that business is not going to do is suddenly explode in growth. The reason for that is there just aren't enough great properties out there that we can go and secure of the right type, the right quality, at the right price. So the only way to make that business absolutely explode would be to compromise on standards, which is something we just can't do. But I said that there are three pieces to what we do. And the third one of those, Rob, is portfolio. And that is the piece that we believe has massive growth potential.
Yeah, for us, portfolio will change the game of property investment. We have put blood, sweat and tears into this project, and so have many of our team. But if you've never listened to this podcast before, Portfolio is an app that allows you to become a property investor through your phone. It's not been done before. It's incredible that we've been able to get first to market with this. And we plan now to really kick on and grow. But we've done so much already. It's been brilliant. In fact, we've just been nominated for the British Banking Awards. And we've made the final shortlist. And the other businesses that we're in the final with are absolutely massive, worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of pounds. And we're there as well. So even though we're only just getting going, we're starting to be recognised and rewarded. And that is absolutely brilliant. And if you want to vote for us in the Banking Awards, then please check out the show notes. So since we crowdfunded last time, we've made loads and loads of progress. We previously had our tech team outsourced. We've gone and built our own tech team in-house. We've gone and hired our own product team in-house and started on a full redesign of the app. Not tweaks, a full redesign. We've made loads of product enhancements as well. We've really focused on making sure that the app is ready for scale. The security is locked down and tight. And plus loads of other features that makes it a better experience for the people who use the Portfolio app. And of course, even though we've been building out the foundations for Portfolio this year, we've started to grow our user base as well. But what we've done in the last 12 months is twofold. We've built the foundations for scale in the Portfolio app, but we've also done the same with our audience. You may have noticed that things have ramped up this year, and it's not been an accident, because we know the more people in our community and our audience and absorb the things that we do, the more people will interact with the products and services that we have. It makes sense, right? So in the last 12 months, we've secured ourselves a column in the Sunday Times. Every single week, you can see Rob and I smiling back at you, answering your questions. That is absolutely huge. Rob has signed a deal with Penguin Books, the biggest publisher in the game, and is on his way, hopefully, fingers crossed, to getting a Sunday Times bestseller. It's looking like he has a chance again, thanks to your support. The numbers on the podcast are up dramatically. Our YouTube channel has grown dramatically. Our email list has grown dramatically. And I'm not talking about a couple of percent here. These are all massive growth numbers. You'll get all the finer info and all the growth numbers when the campaign goes live. Remember, the link is propertyhub.net/crowdfund. So what does this all mean? Well, it's put us in an incredible place. We've got more people listening, reading and watching what we do more than ever before. We've built out our team to be able to do more than we've ever been done before. And remember, while we keep saying we're getting started, this group of businesses turns over millions of pounds every single year. So I think that just shows our ambition. We say we're just getting started, but we turn over millions and we're being nominated for the Banking Awards and all the other things I've mentioned as well. But we just see it as the beginning. And hopefully that indicates to you the size of our ambition, because we want Portfolio to be the go-to place to become a property investor. I know a lot of you listening want to be hands-on, and that's amazing. But being hands-on is hard, as you know. But for most people, they want to invest in property. If you stop someone in the street and say, would you like to be a property investor? Most people would say yes, they would. But there are reasons why they haven't done it. And those reasons often are time, hassle, or they don't have the funds. And Portfolio removes those barriers. No, actually, it doesn't remove them. It kicks down those barriers. And once we are able to put Portfolio in front of these people and say, hey, this is here. You can have those things you want, but instead of the blood, sweat and tears, it's clicks and swipes. Then that is an absolute game changer. Think about it. You know how hard property investment is. And I love that you love it, and we do too. And that's why we've done over 10 years of podcasting. But there's a whole much bigger group of people that want what you have, want the benefits that you have, but can't or won't do it for certain reasons. And that's why we created Portfolio. So the scale of where this can go is absolutely huge. And that's why we keep saying this is the beginning. Because yes, we've made loads of progress. And yes, we've had lots of success. But for where we want to take this, the sky is the limit. And that's why we're doing this now. And that's why we're bringing the crowdfunding to you. And that's why we're crowdfunding now, to be able to kick on to that next stage and take our community with us and partner with them to go on this journey. And it's going to be an incredible journey.
So what do you do next? Well, there's one thing you need to do, which is go to propertyhub.net/crowdfund. That will allow you to get on the pre-launch list. So you can do that right now. It'll only take 30 seconds. Then the crowdfund is going to open up to that list only on the 18th of April. And this is the reason it's so important to get on that list. Because last time we went live to that list, had to shut it down 3 days later and get beyond it. So like Rob said, not only did we not go public to the world, but plenty of people in our community who had been paying attention and downloading the podcast in a timely fashion ended up missing out as well. So if you are interested, it's really important to go to propertyhub.net/crowdfund and get yourself on that list, because that's what we're going to be opening up to exclusively on the 18th of April. Like last time, we're going to have a maximum cap. And you might think, well, why do that? Why not just raise as much money as you possibly can? But the reason for that is that this is our business. And so everyone who invests is getting a piece of our business. And quite frankly, we'd like to keep a lot of it for ourselves. So there is a maximum. If there's any of that allocation left, then 10 days later, we plan to actually go public. This didn't happen last time, but if it happens this time, then we will go public 10 days later. But to have the best chance of being able to invest, you do need to get yourself on that pre-launch list.
And if that wasn't enough, there are loads of rewards as well for the different investment stages. So whatever investment level you go in at, there's a reward as well. So you'd think it'd be rewarding enough to be shareholders with us in the Property Hub group and portfolio. But no, we give you loads of rewards as well. So make sure you take advantage of those rewards. It's a little thank you, if you like, for supporting us on this journey and being a shareholder with us. So remember, this all begins at propertyhub.net/crowdfund. Go there. That is the place to begin your journey with us as a shareholder. If you were a shareholder last time and you want to go again, well, absolutely, please jump on board propertyhub.net/crowdfund. We were blown away by the demand last time and, more importantly, the support. So for us, it was never in doubt when we went back again. Where do we go? Do we go to our crowd or do we go to the VCs? And as you said, it was an easy decision to make. Seeders are begging us to go public on their platform. They are desperate for us to go public because we were one of the most successful campaigns on their platform last year when we launched, and we didn't even go public. So they are desperate for their audience to see what we do as well. So thank you for hearing what we are going to do. We're ridiculously excited about our business and its potential and where we want to take it. And you know what? Wouldn't it be just a bit sweeter when you listen to the podcast, consume what we do, hear us talking about those businesses and how they're progressing, and knowing that you've got part of that. That's yours as well. And that's what we wanted. We wanted you to have buy-in like we have buy-in. We wanted you to have the excitement like we have excitement. And from just £100, you can have a part of that. So go to propertyhub.net/crowdfund and join us.
Well, I think that's plenty for 1 week, but we will see you back here next Thursday for another episode of the podcast, and it's our monthly market update. There is so much to talk about this month. We've barely talked about the recent budget on the podcast. We haven't spoken at all about all the bank collapses and what that could mean. And there's been so much more going on besides. So all of that coming up next week in the market update next Thursday. And in the meantime, of course, go to propertyhub.net/crowdfund to get your name on that pre-launch list. Then once you've done that, have a great week and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.